And it was this skeleton that, on preparation in our laboratory, showed very clearly that the animal had a double crest and that the name should be changed for Megalosaurus, and we proposed the new name of Dilophosaurus based on the double crest on top of the head. The original skull also shows the crest, but we had not recognized it. The two crests had been crushed together, and we had assumed they were part of the cheekbone that had been pushed out of place.